Yeah, it's your boy Ray Ray on the mic. Let's go.
Our identity is made up in two different perspectives. How we personally see ourselves and how society see ourselves. The personal aspect of how we see ourselves is really truly looking in the mirror and seeing who we want to be, right? Are we athletic? Are we artistic? Do we like rock music or like to mow the lawn or, you know, have a favorite sports team, what have you? These are personal traits that we truly want to hone in on and identify when we show up into the world. But then there's a social aspect too, where society puts us into a box based upon our race, class, gender, sexual orientation. And those are elements that we are identified or can identify with when how we navigate into this world. But because of the boxes that society has created based upon our identities, we've created a social hierarchy that shows what is acceptable and what is deviant. And so the closer you are to acceptability when it comes to being a heterosexual, white, middle-aged man is what has become the norm. And anything outside of that circle becomes deviant. And those that are outside that circle, when trying to receive access towards the basic needs of becoming a human, then gets to experience barriers, oppressions, and marginalization because they live on the outskirts. Now, the fact that that happens on a societal level really creates these systems of inequities that we see on a regular basis based upon housing, food, healthcare, education, based upon your identity. But where it also plays a humongous role is how we see ourselves. So when we look ourselves into the mirror and we see the skin that we're in, we see the eyes that we have, we see the physical nature that we currently have, if we internalize the messages that the world says about us and our identity, then we perpetuate that same message to ourselves, which self-deprecates or elevates us to a position and sees everybody else as different, other, or less than. We have to do a better job to, one, understand our own identities and how we show up into the world. Two, based upon that, love ourselves and be able to see ourselves in worthy, dignity, value. Then be able to understand and recognize the messages that are out there that do impact people's perspective and identity and challenge that narrative. Challenge what is being said about those that are marginalized or experiencing oppression and ask ourselves, what could we do differently to ensure that those identities have what they need to be successful, rather than telling them that they need to do them, pick themselves by their bootstraps. We are offering love and support to help support them and breaking down and deconstructing and reconstructing our environment and spaces to embody and encompass that identity to feel that they belong. So when you look at yourself in the mirror, when you study how you see yourself into the world, do you see yourself as somebody who is loved? Do you see somebody that is well cared for? Do you see somebody that deserves to be treated with respect? And when you practice that love for yourself, then you can turn around and practice that love for other people too. Thank you.